Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Kind of looking forward to having a chat with Bill DeWitt III tomorrow. He just met with Pope Leo at the Vatican, gave the Pope a Cardinals jersey. The Pope admitted his father, despite Pope Leo being a White Sox fan, his father was a Cardinals fan. So Mr. DeWitt's going to share that story tomorrow at 3:18 on the program. We're getting real close to Evolution Festival this weekend. I'm very excited. I can't wait to see Sam Fender on Saturday night. Also, there's a band called His Lordship, which I'm kind of into right now, and James Walburn, who is lead guitarist and singer in that band. He's also lead guitarist for Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders, is going to join us on Friday with Jeff Jarrett from Contemporary Productions as we get closer to Evolution Festival. Okay, so not that it was too difficult, Sue, you were gone, but I did make the solid prediction, which was at even money, that Jimmy Kimmel would cry. That was one thing I was certain of last night, and of course it happened.
It's important to me as a human, and that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make. For those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way.
So he did say some nice things about Charlie Kirk's widow.
Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. That is an example we should follow.
Yeah.
If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply. And I hope it touches many. And if there's anything we should take from this tragedy to carry forward, I hope it can be that, and not this.
So I'd like to believe his statements. It wasn't really an apology. The problem is that Jimmy Kimmel has been mean-spirited. It's kind of like Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden got a pass on how mean-spirited he was on a regular basis. He was just Uncle Joe, you know, hey, you know, slap on the back. Kimmel has been so mean-spirited and evil over the years. We've played the audio. He's been featured in Audio Cut of the Day, and it's nasty. It's not, you know, they're not political funny jokes. That's the thing. He's up there on his soapbox. He's got every right to do that, right? Colbert has created a niche for himself, and Kimmel decided he didn't used to do this. He used to try to be funny. I think he was funny. I don't agree with President Trump that he's got no talent. You know, everybody's got no talent. Curtis Houck is with us from Newsbusters, and I want your thoughts on what happened last night, the way that this whole thing has spun out of control in the last week or so. How are you, Curtis Houck, managing editor of Newsbusters?
Good to be with you, my friend. Absolutely. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's the victim. He's the victim here, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, he acted like a guy who was caught, you know. This was so predictable that he was going to cry, that he would talk about how he's a Christian. He was going to basically pull a Hillary Clinton and say that I'm sorry you feel that way about what I said. I mean, this is just so pathetic. And, of course, he did not admit that he was wrong. He you listen in the clip there, he talks about this being a deeply disturbed individual.
Yeah, he could have. There was a window right there. Yeah, there was a window where he could have said, I misrepresented this in my monologue that created this blank storm. Because he did. And that's, you know, and then he makes a crack the following night, and then they pulled him off a week ago, right around this time a week ago tonight. Now, you know, we didn't have him on the air here in St. Louis, Curtis. Sinclair owns the station here. I don't know how
we
this is
going to...
Yeah, no. So, you know, I don't know how this is going to work out in the long term, because this probably gave him... They're already bragging about, you know, YouTube streams that hit a record high. There's no doubt this was going to draw a lot of attention, and in the end, it probably did help Jimmy Kimmel. But there's no way you can convince me that if you watch his show on a regular basis, you're not going to see the same nastiness, misrepresentations. I mean, some of the things that you guys have put out, when you keep track of the amount of guests that may have even leaned slightly to the right, it's about 5% of Kimmel's guests over the years, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been tracking late night guests and jokes on the comedy show since our Alex Christie took over the beat for us in September of 2022, and we have found the political guests, 61 liberal Democrats and two on the right, but they're really the same person, Mike Lindell. And as for political jokes, 92% of political jokes were targeting the right. So think about this. Even when Joe Biden came into office, I believe it was still something about 80 or 90% of the jokes in Biden's first 100 days about politics were about Trump. You know, the guy who was not president anymore versus the guy who was president. And Kimmel to do this Christian thing particularly irks me, Mark.
Yeah.
Because this is a guy who has said Sarah Palin's the HPV of American politics. He has said Mitt Romney and Ted Cruz are like chlamydia and AIDS. I mean, and then there's a whole bunch of things I'm not going to share on a family show that is just, it's so repugnant out there. He also referred to people who did not take the COVID vaccine as wheezy, suggesting that if push came to shove, those who came in with a heart attack and
they,
were vaccinated,
they should die. Yeah.
Those people should get a bed versus those who didn't. Rest in peace, Wheezy, was what he said. There's still people who remember that, as you just did, and the people that are upset about that. But that doesn't matter. The left is still holding him up as this martyr. Like, he's a public servant, as Brian Seltzer said last night. He's an educator about free speech. Reminder, none of us have a right to our platforms. None of us have a right to a show. We just have a right to our opinions. And again, the First Amendment has to do with the government, not private employers.
I love some of the reactions. So let's get into, because this kind of plays into what happened, unfortunately, today with this ICE attack down in Dallas, right? So here's J.D. Vance. This is something.
Because here's what happens when Democrats like Gavin Newsom did say that these people are part of an authoritarian government. When the left-wing media lies about what they're doing, when they lie about who they're arresting, when they lie about the actual job of law enforcement, what they're doing is encouraging crazy people to go and commit violence. You don't have to agree with my immigration policies. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration policies. But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
I don't know. Was it you guys that put the super cut up? Because I just played half of this before. I can play a little bit more here.
And kidnapping and disappearing people on the streets of the United States.
But this terror campaign of having masked people rolling up in vans. But we also have to talk about the agents themselves that are carrying this out.
So this goes on and on. They use this word disappeared, of course, in their rhetoric. And they act shocked when something like this happens.
My colleague Bill DiAgostino has a separate one out there that, I mean, he pulled it together in maybe an hour of different MSNBC clips recently. This J.D. Vance, first of all, the leadership that he showed in that clip, that is exactly right. That is the forcefulness that you want in a political leader. And how he prefaced it by saying, you don't have to like my policies, you don't have to like the president's policies. And that's totally fine. You can say we should do these deportations a different way. But when you say that people are the enemy and they're Gestapo and so on and so forth, and you're not recognizing the threats to law enforcement and the idea of doxing, you know, the technology that we have now, facial recognition, you know, is really a thing that not just governments are using, groups are able to use as well. People are going to be threatened and whatnot. you know, I mean, the left is completely unmoored from reality here, and yet they're demanding that we on the right are the ones who need to, you know,
tone it down.
Well, like, we need to look ourselves in the mirror.
Here's one of my favorites. This has got to be, and I hate to even give her any attention, but I will hear Hillary.
I include myself. We have got to stop demonizing each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I think most of that right now in our country's history is coming, you know, from the right, coming from people who want to dominate. They want their point of view. We have got to stop with the finger pointing and the scapegoating. We can have legitimate disagreements. Facts and evidence have to matter again. And then we can start having good debates.
Are you kidding me? Are you that she's the source for that messaging? I can't actually believe that she said myself included, because herself should be included. I mean, she started this with something pretty, you know, when the deplorables, that's mild compared to what we get now with being called Nazis, the Gestapo, authoritarians, fascists, you name it. That's not coming from the right. What is the language that is coming from the right that is inflammatory right now? And I don't remember seeing, you know, riots in the streets of St. Louis or in Chicago and elsewhere after the Charlie Kirk situation. There was none of that, right? So where's the rhetoric, the inflamed rhetoric on our side? There are people that say stupid things sometimes, but you can't even begin to compare it, Curtis, and you know that.
Right, exactly. And I mean, Charlie, unfortunately, in one of his final days, in one of his final tweets, shared the results of a poll done by Rutgers and a few other consortium of groups that found 55% of left of center young people, respondents, said that they could see violence against President Trump be justified. And there was some other polling out there as well that was going into this. And you had a third of people in YouGov in the first couple of days after the assassination who believed that the suspect was going to have found to have been MAGA. So for Hillary Clinton to come out there and say, oh, no, the right needs to get a hold of it here. Even Lauren Powell Jobs of The Atlantic came out and said, man, the left now is, I mean, kind of out of control now. Now they're trying to both sides it, of course, Mark. They
of
have
course,
that qualifier there. But the reality, but
the
thesis, the first part of their statements is concluding that the violent left is on the rise. That is an issue. We have Luigi Mangione. We have the Charlie Kirk assassination. And now we have any number of these ICE incidents. Put it all together, and it is not a pretty picture of the left.
The church in
the way that the way we treat each other, I mean, it is so pathetic. But of course, the left in the liberal media in particular believe that, you know, they have a job to tell the rest of us what to do, when all we are asking a lot of the time is for the media to lead. And we've talked about this over the last couple of weeks, that they just need to say, we haven't always gotten this right.
Have you seen anyone? Let me ask this question. I'll segue into something. Have you seen Curtis Hawk, anyone try to ask Kamala a tough question about the election? Here she is. She's still confused about how she lost and why she lost.
I really did not fully embrace the reality of how people felt. And I should have.
I will confess to you, I do not have all the answers, Joanne.
Yeah. I mean, part of my reflection is that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have all the answers.
Well, it's not that complicated, and they even had to remind her on CNN last night, people do not like her.
Now, down under she goes. She's at minus 13 points. That's an 8-point drop since the general election. The American people, they don't want this. They don't want her.
Who's going to buy her book? I mean, she's getting more attention from our side, unfortunately, than she is, I think, on her own side. I'm not sure who would buy the book, but she's pretty clueless, and she's not very self-aware, is she?
Yeah, no one likes her. Former Joe Biden aide Michael LaRosa, Rahm Emanuel, David Axelrod, and I mean all a lot of progressives even as well have come out and said, okay, this is one thing we all agree on, that like Kamala is completely clueless and canned. Jesse Waters had a supercut that just in the View interview, the Maddow interview, and the GMA interview with Michael Strahan, that she basically said the same thing in each
of
the interviews.
Of course.
Word for word.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is in the case of some of these interviews, like Strahan's, they'll start with a good question being like, why did you not say anything about this with Biden? Why, you know, what was your reaction to him calling you? You know, what kind of things do you think you did wrong in the race? They might be half decent, but then when she starts to wander, they do not interject, and they kind of let her go on this tangent. That was in particular, like, what did you do wrong, was one of the ones about Strahan. Some people have said you're not taking any responsibility for your actions. She goes on this long thing about Donald Trump being an authoritarian. And this is why she picks amateurs or dum-dums like The View or, yeah, again, people that aren't prepared like Strahan to do these interviews because they know.
Well, they're in friendly territory. Right, yeah, I mean, I'd love to see Megyn Kelly do an interview with Kamala Harris,
yeah. Yeah.
Or even if you know, look, if how about Brett Baer? I mean, Brett Baer, I think would do a fair job of doing an interview with her. I wouldn't think that she'd go on Hannity or anything like that, but she won't even do something like that because she doesn't want to be faced with tough questions.
Anyone on News Nation, CBS's Tony DeCoppel, even I think could be interesting. You know, I might even be willing to give Savannah Guthrie or Craig Melvin a run for it on the Today Show. But the fact that she's retreating to the weakest of the weak, so to speak,
yes,
just goes to show how clueless and adrift she is. By the way, side note, for those that still have to, some reason for work, apparently she did the audiobook for it as well.
I know. So I heard some of the, and she read, it's bad. It's not something you want to hear. News Nation, you mentioned them. They had some killer numbers after the Charlie Kirk Memorial. Maybe, you know, I've wondered about them and how they're surviving out there. I like some of what they do, but they had a pretty good ratings number the other night, I heard.
Yes, they did. And I have to say that, you know, this is their time for this. I feel, talking about rhetoric, how we need to be able to see each other as Americans, how we need to have all kinds of tough conversations and get to know each other, see each other as just human beings, and while also rigorously debating, because I think that is the lesson of the Charlie Kirk assassination here, that you can fiercely debate with somebody and not compromise your values, but still speak to someone in respect and truth and love. And News Nation does that quite well. I mean, there's an event coming up at the Kennedy Center with Bill O'Reilly, Stephen A. Smith, and Cuomo, I believe. You know, anytime you put the three of them together, it's been very, very interesting stuff over there.
That would be interesting. Bill, I had Bill on yesterday. He did not mention that. Curtis Hawk, always great to have you on. I hope all is well, and we'll continue to track the media nonsense. You guys do a great job at Newsbusters.
Take care, my friend. Talk again soon.
We'll talk soon. We have coming up here, I mentioned there was a woman named Jessica LeMaster who reached out to me, who is a special education advocate in St. Charles County, and wrote an email that I got a couple of days ago that was just mind-boggling, some of the things that have happened to this young person in one of the school districts out there, and she's going to share that story at 5:32. We're going to get together a week from tomorrow night. A week from tomorrow is our final Protecting Your Retirement event at the Plaza Frontenac Hilton. Thomas Helbig will host that. He joins.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.